Welcome to the Spoken Gospel Podcast. Spoken Gospel is a ministry that's dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. In Luke 24, Jesus told his disciples that every part of the Bible was about him. So each week, hosts David and Seth work through a passage of Scripture to see how it's all about Jesus and his good news. Let's jump in.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
What's up, everyone? David and Seth here, wanting to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
And
a Happy New Year?
A Happy New Year.
Oh, okay. I was hoping I could read your mind there. We are going on
you're one of our Messianic Jewish listeners. Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, Happy Hanukkah as well.
It's all of them.
It's all of them.
Most of them.
It's two of them.
It's two of them. Three of them. Merry Christmas.
New
Year's. Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Because Hanukkah is a celebration.
Hanukkah
is a celebration of when the Maccabees were protecting, locked in the temple during a big onslaught.
The oil lasted.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the oil lasted miraculously 8 nights.
For the menorah.
Yeah, for the menorah, and that's what the menorah is.
Yep,
I can celebrate that.
You can celebrate that.
That's great. What a great part of Israel's history. I love that. Anyway.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
We don't have to apologize. If you're listening to this special episode, you understand.
You're bought in. December 23rd.
We're ready for a break. You're used to our rabbit trails. But anyway, we could have just ghosted you guys for Christmas but if we wanted to hop on, we could have ghost of Christmas presented you.
Wow.
I went full Charles Dickens. Anyway, we wanted to say,
Merry Christmas.
And let you know, we are going on a short break until the 13th.
Yeah, we'll be back January 13th in the book of Micah.
Ooh, Micah.
So it's a real intense introduction to the new year, but get ready, guys.
Get ready. Judgment is coming. But also, inevitable restoration.
It's like the inverse of Santa Claus is coming to town.
Really kind of. But seriously. So anyway, we just are so thankful for you guys. A couple points that we wanted to make for those of you who we haven't scared off in these first 2.5 minutes is, number one, how thankful we are for you.
Yes. I've been on staff now for just over a year.
Yeah.
And a year of in-office podcasting, talking to you guys has been really great.
Yeah, so we are 100% supported by donations. Mm-hmm. So so many people who listen to this podcast, who watch our videos, are the people who make our jobs a reality.
As you guys know, we just passed 500,000 downloads.
Yes.
Because of your generosity, your listening, and everything that you do. So thank you again. And it is the end of the year. So as you know, nonprofits like us get a lot of boost at the end of the year.
Yes.
And if you're looking for a nonprofit to give to, we would love to be that nonprofit you give to. Every time you donate to us, we give away free resources that help people see Jesus in all of Scripture.
Yeah.
We've done it 500,000 times already.
We're ready for 500,000 more.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And in 2021, this year, we, not just on the podcast, but with our videos and reading plans and everything like that, we have seen over 22 million gospel presentations, pieces of our content people watched and engaged with. 22 million. 500,000 of those were here on the podcast over the last couple of years.
So crazy.
But anyway, if you guys are looking for somewhere to give this Christmas, go to spokengospel.com/donate and give a little Christmas cheer our way.
Yeah.
We would love that. We're always raising support to keep Spoken Gospel going. And
if you can't afford anything, leave us a review on iTunes
or wherever you watch podcasts.
Because
listen to podcasts.
Because that's how people find us and see Jesus in all Scripture. So that would be a great Christmas present to us. We read them all.
Yes.
I wish there was a way to respond to comments.
I know.
But
my wife, I was showing her our comments because I think we passed 200 or something
that.
And we were excited about that. We have 4.9, which is almost perfect.
Almost perfect.
And she was like, well, yeah, but you delete the ones that are bad. And I was like, no, you can't.
You can't.
I was it wouldn't be a very good rating system if you could.
Yeah.
And so, we read them, but we can't comment on them.
But know that we love you.
But we love you. And if you want to leave us a little Christmas present review, we would gladly take it. Mm-hmm. So we'll be off for the next several weeks,
mm-hmm.
back on January 13th in the book of Micah. Hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and somehow missed the book of Jonah that we just did, man, spend some time over your holiday break to read Jonah.
Nothing says Christmas like the book of Jonah.
Oh, it was so good. I had a lot of fun doing Jonah. So I said
Donah.
Book of Donah.
I still think that if I ever planted a church, Jonah would be on Easter Sunday, and I would be preaching from the book of Jonah.
But it would be like the ironic condemnation version of Jonah.
It would be awesome. Everyone would come to my church.
Everyone would come to my church. Packed pews at Seth's church.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. We so appreciate you guys listening, and we'll see you in the new year.
Thank you for listening to the Spoken Gospel Podcast. Spoken Gospel creates short films, devotionals, and podcasts like this one. Everything we make is free because of generous supporters like you. To see our resources, visit SpokenGospel.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks for listening. See you next week.